I'm Michelle Martin. From NPR News, it's Tell Me More. This week, we're taking a look at hip-hop in the wake of the Don Imus controversy. As just about everybody knows, the radio host lost his job after making derogatory remarks about members of a college women's basketball team. And that got a lot of people talking about the way women are depicted in entertainment today, especially hip-hop. In a few moments, a poet's take on why she thinks hip-hop music hates women. But first, we go to the hip-hop videos and the models who appear in them. Some call them video vixens, among other things. They are voluptuous, young, mostly black women, generally dressed, shall we say, for the beach. They dance and groove, sometimes as part of the plot, often eye candy for the background. Now, many people have had a lot to say about the way these women are depicted, but not many people have asked them what they think. It's part of our series, Hip Hop Under Fire. We're joined by three women, each with a unique vantage point. Corrine Steffens was a video model and wrote about it in her bestseller, Confessions of a Video Vixen. She joins us from NPR West in Culver City, California. Also joining us from NPR West is Brooke Bailey. She is currently a video model, most recently appearing in Little Webby and Little Bootsy's video, Wipe Me Down. And last but not least, we are joined by Dr. Janetta Cole. She is the outgoing president of Bennett College and the former president of Spelman College. She joins us on the phone. Welcome all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brooke, I'm going to start with you. How did you get to be a model, and what do you like about the work?
I first started out doing magazines. Someone saw my MySpace page and asked me if I would like to come in for a photo shoot. I did. And a couple weeks after that, I appeared in Smooth Magazine. That's about a year ago now. I love what I do. There's nothing degrading about it. It's a job. I'm not a 9-to-5 type girl. I like to be able to go out, and I like to be in front of the camera. So I work hard at my body. I work out. I have a personal trainer. I eat right. And I don't feel like there's anything wrong with me sharing that with the world.
And do you make enough to live on?
Yes.
Do you make a nice salary?
Yes.
Okay. And I understand that you're quite popular. I understand that earlier today you were out signing autographs, right?
Yeah, at an elementary school. I went to Career Day, and I went there today, and I talked to three different classrooms. I explained to them the difference between my reality and my fantasy world, so that they don't look at the music videos if they don't have anyone at home telling them that it is just a fantasy world. It's just a job.
Corrine, talk to me about how you got involved in it.
Strictly by accident. I had been in Los Angeles for a short amount of time when I bumped into video director Hype Williams. I was actually on the set of an LL Cool J video picking up a friend of mine who worked for the label Def Jam. And Hype Williams pulled me to the side and said, you know, you're beautiful. I'm doing a video next week. Here's my number. Call me. And that was the beginning of my career.
You know, Brooke talked about the fact that she doesn't think there's anything wrong with it or exploitative about it. Your memoir has some pretty gritty stuff in it. You were sexually abused as a young woman. You had a very difficult time growing up. And you've been very explicit about the fact that a lot of your engagements with celebrities was really all about sex and money, and you really couldn't figure out how to separate the two. So how do you feel about the work, just as the work?
I think that there's nothing wrong with the work itself. My problem with it is that women aren't realizing how empowered they really are in that position, and that African-American women, especially between the ages of 18 and 35, are the largest consumer group in this country for those kinds of materials, which means that we can set the guidelines and it's okay for us to say no. I started toward the end of my career to have lyrics sent to me, faxed to me, and would turn down videos based on their lyrics because I realized later in my career, which has been over now for 6 years, that, you know, I was being depicted according to the videos, according to the lyrics of the song. And at some point, I had to make a decision that that wasn't good enough for me. Everyone has their own right to make their own decision. I would just like to see women make their own decisions with all the information.
Brooke, I just wanted to ask you, how do you respond to the criticism? I know you've heard it, that this industry basically exploits women, that you're playing the role of a sex object, and that that's just not a healthy thing. What do you say to that?
If someone wants to look at me as a sexually appealing to the eye, then I think that that's just human nature. If someone has a problem with it, it's because they've never came outside of their captivity to really explore different parts of the world. It's so much more to a music video than me just selling sex. it's me selling myself. I have a film coming out this summer. I'm in television as well. I host parties from state to state. I travel, you know, every weekend. I'm somewhere different, depending on where you're at in your career. It's all about your look at that point.
Dr. Cole, surely many of the young women you've taught over the years watch these videos, look up to these young women. What's wrong with it from your perspective?
I would say that each of us not only has the right to do what it is that will advance our careers, but we ought to be our sisters and our brothers' keepers. And whether and I use this in PIPs, booty rap individual thinks that this is all right for her, is not to me the issue. Is it all right for our community? Is it all right for those second graders that we're talked to today? Is it all right when college students begin to think that showing their body parts is to show who they are? Is it all right when youngsters feel that they can use language to describe themselves that is the most degrading and dehumanizing and misogynist language that we know? And so I really have to ask, what about others? What about the African-American community? What about the evidence that we have that there is a relationship between what goes on in videos, in music, on television, and the abuse of women?
Corrine, what do you say about that?
I think that the doctor is absolutely right. As a mom of a young man who's now 9 years old, whose father is one of the pillars of the rap community, one of the founders, my son is not allowed to even know what his father does or did for a living, nor listen to the music, and I want to be sure to raise my son differently than his father was. I mean, looking at my career as it was within that industry, it's something that I'm not particularly proud of, and it's something that I wouldn't do again within that same capacity. Again, videos are absolutely necessary. It's everyone's choice. I never judge people. God knows I've been judged enough, and I don't like the way that feels. But I do know that maybe it's not our fault how we're treated, but it is our responsibility how we're treated, and people treat you how they see you. And that's a very important thing that I had to learn, and also learn that all money ain't good money all the time. And so having to make those sacrifices to be who I really wanted to be without letting people see me in that way, also knowing that no matter how much money I was making, that artist was making more. So if I made $5,000 a video, that artist is making $5 million off of that song, and none of it was worth my integrity or the way that I felt at the end of the day.
Brooke, what do you hear about this? I mean, what I think I hear Dr. Cole and Corrine saying is that it's not just about sex, it's about power. What do you say about that? How do you feel about that? Do you ever feel that way?
I agree. I don't feel that way personally, because when I go on a job, I'm there to take care of my business. I'm very professional. If I have on a two-piece bathing suit, I have a robe on set with me. I'm not walking around with anything hanging out. When it's time for me to get in front of the camera, I drop my robe, I do my job, I put it back on, I go straight to my dress room, I get dressed, I get my check, and I go home.
May I ask a question? Because first, I must preface it by saying, my objective here is not to criticize you and to judge you as a sister. It is, though, to try to understand this work and your ability to separate who you are and the money you get from how you're being viewed. Because when you drop that robe, my sister, it is a statement already. It doesn't say, here I am, a young woman who's a notary public, a young woman who can do real estate, a young woman who wants to be an entrepreneur. It says, I am for you to gape at. I am a sexual object. That is what it says when you drop the robe.
You're absolutely correct. But at the same time, when you're on that set for 12 to 14 hours a day, if you sit around and just sit around in a two-piece bikini without a robe and with your mouth closed, then you get nowhere. But I'm very intelligent. I sit around and I network. I talk to people. Once I sit down and have a conversation with them, whether I have on my robe, a bikini, or I'm fully dressed in street clothes, they have a different respect for me by the time that I leave that set. That's where my power comes in.
Brooke, I'm curious about the fact that why is it that the women are always in a state of undress in these videos and the men so rarely are?
Because that's what they want to do, sell their video. They want to sell sex. That's what sells. That's what's hot. They want hot girls and hot videos to sell their song so that they can make money.
Dr. Cole, what about Brooke's point that, look, sex is a part of life. This is just the way it is. What do you say to that?
I say that sex is a part of life, and that what is exciting to me right now is to meet a young woman who is about so much more than sex. But if I turn on a video, I will not meet her. I will meet only sex. And what is so hurtful to me is to think about millions of people who turn on an instrument and see this intelligent, engaging, potentially extraordinary young woman who has been turned into a sex object. How sad.
That's not true in all cases. It's not just that I'm a sex object. In every video that I've done, I haven't just had on swimwear. So that's not it. In different
videos...
Well,
what about the ones when you do have only swimwear?
Right, but I'm saying if you see the videos that I've done, and if you see the different people that they make me out to be in every video, if you can put all that together as one and look at the other work, usually people that watch videos or study rap artists, I have a following, so they kind of know what type of person I am and what I'm doing outside of videos. So they don't just look at me as, oh, this sex object. And I go out to different schools and I do, you know, motivational speaking to young children so that they can know that it is a fantasy world, it's not reality. But at the same time, that's not my full responsibility. I try
really
to do my part.
Talking with young children about this and encouraging them in this kind of fantasy.
It's not encouragement. It's not encouragement. I feel like it's very healthy for someone to go into the community and explain the difference between reality and fantasy world. I think that that's very important, because when children turn on the television, they're looking into fantasy and they think that that's reality.
Then why don't they just turn it off?
That's up to their parents.
So, Dr. Cole, I'd like to ask you, what should happen next? Where should we go with this conversation next?
60% of the rap CDs are bought by white youngsters in suburbia. And so when white people have this language, you know, it's because they have bought it. When Don Imus says what he says, it's not that he created that language. I just have to buttress that point. But where do we go from here? I think we go on the route that you have opened. This kind of extraordinary, open, candid, and respectful conversation among folk who may not necessarily agree, but who I hope ultimately have the best interests of the African-American communities and of our nation at heart. We've got to air this dirty laundry, because when you don't air it, it gets funkier and funkier.
Thank you all so much for talking to us and breaking it down and telling us how it really is from your perspective.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Brooke Bailey is a video model. She recently appeared in Lil Webby and Lil Bootsy's video, Wipe Me Down. We were joined by Corinne Steffens. She is a former video model, and she wrote about it in her book, Confessions of a Video Vixen. She also joined us from NPR West in Culver City. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
And we were also joined by Dr. Janetta Cole. She is the outgoing president of Bennett College and the former president of Spelman College, and she joined us from her home. Thank you so much, Dr. Cole.
To the three sisters there, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.